It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Jackie Fortier. While social and health disparities exist for many in the LGBT community, transgender people face a unique set of health concerns. It's a point that's backed up in a first-of-its-kind report by the state's largest lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender advocacy group. KUNC's Nathan Heffel spoke with One Colorado's health policy manager, Leo Katari, for more.
Well, there have been other reports that examine transgender health concerns at a national level. This report focuses its findings at the state level. What are some of the key findings?
What our survey shows is that transgender Coloradans have greatly benefited from the implementation of the Affordable Care Act in two ways. One is with the inclusive non-discrimination policy that includes gender identity as well as sexual orientation, meant that in Colorado, we were able to work with our Division of Insurance to pass the Bulletin B4.49 that prohibits discrimination in private health plans sold in Colorado. And that led the way for coverage of lots of services for transgender Coloradans that weren't provided to them previously.
And while there are pluses found in the report, there are also glaring disparities for the community.
44% of transgender Coloradans report having current depression, whereas about 7% of the general population here in Colorado do. And another really shocking statistic is that 10% of transgender Coloradans attempted suicide in the past year, whereas in the general Colorado population, only 1% have reported attempting suicide in the past year.
What's the reason?
The mental health disparities are not because people are transgender. It's because of the discrimination, bias, and prejudice they experience on a daily basis.
So what are the next steps for One Colorado in relation to the state's transgender community?
One of the biggest things that we're going to be working on is making sure that, and in terms of healthcare, that insurance carriers are not discriminating against transgender Coloradans and having inclusive plans and covering the services they need, whether it's routine care like a yearly physical to hormone replacement therapy, and also working with providers to make sure that providers have the education and skills they need to be culturally responsive and inclusive of their transgender patients.
That was Leo Katari. He's the health policy manager for One Colorado. He was speaking about a new report issued by the group on health concerns of Colorado's transgender community. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.